If you know any feds who might be abusing their workers' compensation benefits in the federal government, or if you have any suspicions, the Government Accountability Office would like to talk with you. Greg Kutz is director of GAO's Forensic Audits and Investigative Service and joins us now live to talk about this new effort that GAO is heading up. Mr. Kutz, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, this is actually an outreach, is it not, where you're saying if you hear anything or see anything or suspect anything, let us know?
Yes, we've done this kind of outreach before, for example, with small business fraud in the 8A program, service disabled veteran contracting, military pay several years ago. So we've done this type of thing before. We've got our typical FraudNet hotline, but this is a specific hotline set up for workers' comp fraud.
And what's your expectation, or do you have any, about how widespread it is?
Well, first of all, I'd say I believe that the vast majority of federal workers are honest, and so I don't believe that this is going to be significant, hopefully, but we've been asked to look at this, and to the extent that there is fraud and abuse in this program, we intend to try to find it.
Would the people who would be reporting this, would they remain anonymous? I mean, how would they pull this off?
They can either give us their identities or they can be anonymous. We certainly would like to have the allegations as specific as possible with as much detail, but no matter what, they would be kept confidential. And the specifics would be, you know, name, address, agency. I saw them running in the Marine Corps Marathon, whatever the case may be.
I guess this is the type of fraud that probably gets people's hackles up more than anything because it's sort of personal. When you see someone, say, wear a collar to work and then throw their golf clubs in the trunk and hit the links right afterwards and rip the collar off. What has the experience been in past attempts at trying to get people to report other people? Does it generally turn up things?
Well, certainly we've seen that before with our hotline, and, you know, all the inspector generals have hotlines across the government. And so it is something that some people aren't comfortable doing it. Other ones are comfortable doing it and identifying themselves. And then others may be comfortable but don't want their identities, and so they will do it in an anonymous fashion. So it just depends on the individuals. But we'd get many tips through our hotline, but we also are going to do work on using data mining and matching here to identify individuals.
What prompted this particular outreach?
This is a request from four members of Congress, Senator Collins, Senator Coburn, Senator McCaskill, and Representative Issa, and they've asked us to take a look at the effectiveness of the fraud prevention controls in place over this program. And then using tips and data mining, we will investigate specific cases of fraud and abuse, focusing primarily on employment fraud, where individuals, for example, are working somewhere and not reporting to the Department of Labor that they're working and thus may be ineligible for the benefits.
Now, you've run these types of investigations before. Can you think of any particularly egregious types of examples that you expect might come up again this time?
Well, we've done Social Security disability fraud for federal workers, and that was kind of interesting. We had, for example, a TSA worker that got over $100,000. She was a checkpoint security supervisor at L.A. Airport and for years received disability benefits. Recently, Dave Williams, the IG of the Postal Service, had reported on cases there. An example, one that I read in his report, was $142,000 being paid to an individual that was working as a real estate agent, and that the IG had pictures of this individual hiking and bungee jumping.
We are talking with Greg Kutz. He's the director of GAO's Forensic Audits and Investigative Service. Historically, do you have any numbers or anything upon which to base how widespread this might be or how minimal this might be?
Well, a lot of agencies and programs have improper payment rates. You may have had discussions on your program before about this. This program in particular does not have one at this point, but it could be single digits. It could be in the low double digits. It depends on the program. And the improper payment rate isn't necessarily a fraud and abuse rate. There are errors in that that aren't fraud and abuse. And, of course, much fraud and abuse goes undetected. So we don't really know. It could be single digits. It could be in the low double digits. I think it would be somewhere in that range.
Now, what happens if someone is reported, someone reports in, hey, I saw someone who claims disability and they were bungee jumping? That really takes chutzpah, by the way. And they say, well, the iPhone battery died and I didn't get video of it. What happens? How do you investigate each claim?
Well, each claim is going to be different. And again, some claims are just, I don't like the program or I don't like my neighbor. There's not much we're going to do with that kind of an allegation. But if there's specifics of an individual, they're working at a certain place while getting these benefits, or they're running, I said, in the Marine Corps Marathon or bungee jumping at a certain place in a certain time, we can certainly investigate that. There's going to be forensic or other evidence available that something happened, or there's going to be wage information. An employer will be able to confirm that someone is, in fact, working while they're getting these benefits. And so I think that's why the specificity and detail of the allegations is important.
Is there a number they should call or a website they should log on to? And is it a standardized form, or do they actually have to talk to another human being and get this information out there?
It's just an email address, and that's the same as with our fraud net. And it's under workerscompfraud@gao.gov. And so they can simply email us the information. And certainly if they want to speak to us, they can leave a phone number, and we would be happy to speak to them in confidence.
And it's strictly federal employees you're working for, not state and local government at this point?
That's correct. This is federal workers or their survivors. You know, one of the other allegations in these types of programs you see are that the individual is deceased and their family does not report and they continue to collect the benefits for years. So that's the type of other case that might be out there, for example.
And if this is something that happens, as you say, at a pretty low level, but also at a pretty steady level throughout the years, then really the best you can hope for at this point is a snapshot between now and when your investigation closes, but probably it's something that's perennial.
Yeah, and if we find vulnerabilities, the whole purpose of this is to, if we identify them, to come up with constructive, cost-effective ways to prevent this from happening. There may be few cases, but a case can be very large. Some people have been in this program for decades, and so you could see situations where individuals, it may be in 1 year $50,000, but if they do it for 10 years, it could be a $500,000 case. And so I wouldn't see it very difficult that cases could be well over $100,000 with just a couple of years of fraud or abuse.
And just to wrap it up, the fraud schemes that would be included would be overstating your workers' compensation claim or working a second job while collecting that claim, or even collecting benefits for a deceased person. So pretty much running the gambit. If it smells like fraud, let you guys know.
Yes, we would appreciate that.
So if somebody's collecting on behalf of, say, Bernard Madoff, chances are they don't have that money owed.
I don't think Bernie worked in the federal government, did he?
No, but if someone used his name, yeah.
If they used his name, yeah.
Well, he's working for the federal government now, I guess. Greg Kutz is director of GAO's Forensic Audits and Investigative Services. Thanks very much for joining us with that update.
Thank you for having me.
And you can learn more about this GAO program and hear this interview again, federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.